You're now in the huddle with Coach Calls Timeout. Welcome to another episode of the first quarter, your 12-minute coaching helper. I'm your host, Dan Jonker. This is episode number 36 of the podcast, which is part two of our discussion about setting goals for your team. If you haven't listened to part one, just go back and listen to episode 35. For those that have listened, if you'll remember, we left off last episode with Brian finally realizing he does set goals after all. I'm not sure why he couldn't just admit to it in the first place. Anyway, let's get right into it. You can follow along at coachcallstimeout.com/36.
Realistic goals as a coach for your players. I think that if you set goals that are, you know, achievable, it's going to allow the player to see progress and it's going to allow them to feel better about themselves.
Okay, so hold on before we get into it. What's achievable? Let's say you have a post player that is an old school post player. What's an achievable goal?
I'd say for an old school post player type of guy, you'd probably want him to...
Or girl.
You'd probably want them to, you know, be good on the defensive end and pull down some rebounds. Really, the way the game's moving today, maybe a goal for someone like that is to develop a 15-foot jump shot and then next season develop a 17-foot jump shot. Because you look at a guy like... an old school guy like Valanciunas on the Raptors, you know, since the game's moved so into the 3-point range, you know, here in his 6th, 7th season, he's starting to shoot the three a little bit. And when he first got in the league, he didn't leave the post.
Yeah. Same with all those guys now, right? Like Drummond and Whiteside, they're all, at least their summer videos are jacking shots all the time.
Brooke Lopez has taken 80% of his shots from 3-point land. I don't think that guy shot a three his first 3 years in the league.
Yeah.
So being realistic with your goals and you know, making them achievable is important, but
I'm a fan of getting like specific with it. Like your post player, say every game I want you to out rebound the other post player, whoever that would be. So you have an actual thing to look at the end of every game and say, great job, how could we do better next time, that kind of stuff. Nothing that's like ambiguous where it's just...
All right. You guys got me. The more you're talking, the more I'm realizing, all right, I've done a lot of this stuff my whole life, okay?
We beat you over the head with it, finally.
Because now you're making me... Maybe I'm just getting old and can't remember what I've done, but... Yes, before big games especially, I've actually written with marker on an 8x11 piece, piece of paper, a person's name and maybe a goal or two for that particular game. And if you add up everybody's goals, they were probably going to lead you to a victory. So it wasn't, hey, I need 26 points. It was, we need you to get us 7 rebounds and a steal today, or you need... And it was those types of things, or hey, we need you to take 6 good shots today, or whatever. And then this is sounding really bad because I go from not having any goals to now they're very specific, and I even had a manager keep track of.
We're gonna need a part three.
We even had a manager keep track in those situations to see who met the goals and who didn't. And that's all anybody cared about.
Are you kidding?
That's all anybody cared about throughout the game was whether they were getting the numbers or not.
So, yeah, stuff like that. Like Kyle Lowry, I want you to take 2 charges a game. You know those charges are helping your team. Unless he's diving under people and leaving his man open. But you trust the people. You give them goals that you trust will help the team. You don't say to Valanciunas, I want you to take 3-pointers a game. Because... he has lots of opportunities to shoot because nobody's guarding him. So, yeah, sure, he could achieve that goal very easily. But you want to do something that's going to help the team and it will challenge them physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever the case may be. But it's not going to sacrifice anything for the team.
Right.
So let's move on. What about yourself or your assistant coaches, Brad? Do you have goals that you set for them or yourself?
No, I think I'm pretty poor in that area.
So what would you do if you could? What do you think would help?
That's a good question. Yeah, that's a very good question. I don't know. Lately, even as I get older and stuff too, I feel like I'm shortchanging my assistants in some cases. They're involved in practice. They're free to say whatever they want, whenever they want, and they do. But I think as I get older, I should be actually letting them run practices and being more involved from even a larger leadership role. But I don't know what I do to set goals. I've never given it enough thought. And again, for myself personally, I've never really set any goals. I haven't said, geez, I want to be here, or I want to coach that, or I want to do this. I mean, every year I say I want to win a championship. That's kind of my only thing.
But what about something specific? Because I don't believe you again. I think there's probably things that you think of like, oh, this year I want to get better on calling plays out of timeouts, or I want to do a better job with my pregame speeches. Like, there's got to be something that you think beforehand what you want to do or get better at.
Think all the times you've had to change the way you play, your style of play, because of the the players you have. Like, you have to be able to set goals for yourself.
For sure. Well, I mean, I've had to adapt lots, especially at the high school level when you're not recruiting, you know, necessarily the type of team that you'd prefer to coach. I've had to adapt lots throughout the years because I don't believe that you should force your system on your team. You should be able to adapt to what your team, what the skills of your team is. But I don't know that that's related. Like, there's a goal in there. I just realize that it's something that needs to be done.
Okay, well, maybe you can think about it and tell us in 5 minutes. Oh, wait a second. I have this journal here. I've been writing in for 25 years.
It doesn't surprise me for a guy who has an Excel spreadsheet for every aspect of his life that, you know, he doesn't write things or put down goals anywhere. I can't believe he doesn't have a spreadsheet.
I really don't, man. I really, like, what would, okay, let me flip the question to you guys. What do you think my goals should be?
Crickets.
Exactly. I mean, you want your team to get better, and I want a chance to win. What?
Well, can't one of your goals? You do a great job of communicating with your players. Can't one of your goals be to, like, physically write down goals and go through them and review them with your players? Like, you do that academically, I'm assuming. What about
it could be a goal, I guess. Yeah, but yeah, it could be.
Or maybe you have a goal of, after the inevitable crash that your five freshmen probably have at some point, they're going to hit a wall. Maybe you have a goal of monitoring that and changing up your practice to have more fun for a couple days in a row to get it loose again and get them back into having fun playing basketball. Because it is a huge change to go from high school to college. It's not as fun. It's not as fun as it used to be because you're not dominating as much as you used to.
But again, I kind of look at that more as adapting to and having a feel for your team versus like having an actual goal about it, you know?
That's fair enough, yeah.
I think too that we're probably, I mean, a lot of our listeners, I think, aren't coaching at the necessarily at the collegiate level, and some, a lot, probably not even at the high school level. So really, we should probably be talking more about what are the goals, you know, when you have younger kids. Can your whole team do a layup? Can your whole team do a left-handed layup? Because we did do all that when we had, you know, grade fives. You know, we felt a lot of pride when that last person actually could start making their left-handed layups on a regular basis.
Absolutely. And I think setting realistic goals for them and communicating those goals with them helps with their parents, because then their parents, you know, everybody thinks their kid, not everybody, but a lot of people think their kid is better than they actually are. So if you give them realistic goals in practice and they can go home and communicate what those goals are to their parents, that gives their parents maybe a good idea. And then while their parents are sitting on the sideline at practice and they see their kid make a left-handed layup and they're, you know, their kid's smiling and they're happy, well, they know that was the goal you set for them and they achieved that.
Yeah.
And then the parents aren't like, well, what are you celebrating for? You made a left-handed layup. Who cares? That's not that hard. It's like, well, that was my goal for the day. I'm happy. I achieved my goal.
I think the lesson in all this is that if you're really, really good at this, you're setting all these goals without even knowing it. Because now when I think about it...
Oh, God. So, hold on. I already know where this is going. When you're really good at this, like so good that you don't even know. That's Brady, how good I am.
Brady will attest to this. So like you know, how many drills do you do even though that where you say, hey, we're going to make 10 of these, right? And they're counting 1, 2, 3 every time it goes in,
yes,
right?
Every drill should have that. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess maybe I went from never setting a goal to actually we have goals in every drill.
Yes.
and I didn't even know it.
Okay, let's summarize the last two episodes. Making goals, that's a good thing. You need to do it for your players, your team, the parents, and the coaches. With your players, make individual achievable goals. You can tie them to performance, attitude, body language, effort, leadership. All the goals should lead to individual development. With your team, make the goals known. Talk about them. Goals can be within practice drills or they can be game related. The team goals should all lead to team improvement. With the parents, let them in on what their child's goals are. Make it a conversation piece for the family. Get them to remain positive and remind them that it's their job to be involved, but it's your job to coach. That's a tough one. Make sure the parents know the difference. With yourself, this takes self-awareness. Look in the mirror. What do you need to get better at? If you're not sure, ask people to submit suggestions anonymously. Don't take it personally. The intent is to become aware and improve. Most importantly, with all these goals, revisit them. Make everyone accountable for their performance and their actions. Adjust the goals if needed, one way or the other, but you must revisit them. Otherwise, it's just lip service and you're wasting your time. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be back next Monday.